Well, buoyed by its historic win in the Farrer by-election at the weekend, One Nation is setting its sights on Western Sydney. One Nation MP Barnaby Joyce says the party has been canvassing potential candidates in the region.
We are very much in the mind for Western Suburbs of Sydney. I was talking to people from the Western Suburbs of Sydney last night. To be quite frank, I was even talking to potential candidates. People are very enthusiastic. They get the idea that when you have record insolvencies in small business, when you have a government that's just incapable of understanding that people are over climate change policy, they're over the climate change department, they're over their power bills, they're over Australia having so much potential but seem to lack putting it on the paddock.
That's One Nation MP Barnaby Joyce. Well, earlier this year, One Nation leader Pauline Hanson issued a partial apology over remarks about Muslims and singled out Lakemba in Sydney's West as being unwelcoming towards non-Muslims. It prompted my next guest, along with some other Islamic and Western Sydney leaders, to invite Senator Hanson to visit this year's Ramadan celebrations and night markets. Ola Hamed is the mayor of Cumberland City Council in Western Sydney and joins me now. Ola, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Good to be with you, Sally.
What do you think about Barnaby Joyce talking about One Nation eyeing off Western Sydney now after this by-election result in Farrer?
I, quite frankly, think they're kidding themselves. I mean, we've seen Pauline and One Nation seek to divide Western Sydney and, as you say, paint Muslims and others in a negative light, and that sort of rubbish really has no place in our nation. As you said, only 3 months ago, Pauline said she was too scared to come to Western Sydney. Now she and One Nation won our votes. I'm afraid our memories work a lot better than that.
Did Senator Hanson reply to or take you up on your invitation to come and celebrate Ramadan?
No, of course not. But can I say, we over here in Western Sydney are a friendly bunch, but I must warn her and Barnaby that, and I suppose the team, that we have a very strong BS detector.
Do you think there'd be any traction for One Nation, though, in Western Sydney? Is there dissatisfaction with the two major parties?
Look, I suppose people are probably voicing their frustrations over the conservative side of politics from the ineffectiveness of a squabbling coalition. And I recognise that it's important that we provide practical solutions to people. And of course, that is what I'm focusing on in my capacity as the mayor of the city. But I just think they're kidding themselves. You can't sort of tell us, on one hand that you're scared to come and visit us, and then on the other that you want to come and ask for our votes. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. I'm speaking with Ola Hamed, the Mayor of Cumberland City Council in Western Sydney. Ola, could there be an upside to this political attention in that the major parties pay more attention to Western Sydney if there's going to be a bit more of a battle here?
I suppose we've all got some learnings to do with all of this, but what I do want to say is that the Australia I know and love recognises that diversity is one of our major strengths, and that every single Australian, no matter where you've come from, what religion you are, what color skin you have, deserves a safe place to raise their families, to get ahead, to feel equal and to feel welcomed. And that's something that I think we should all hold close to our hearts.
Is it important for governments to be put on notice for some of the basic infrastructure? We know in some of the suburbs which have been growing rapidly in Western Sydney, green space, more roads in and out of the suburbs, schools and other facilities are either not there or have been very slow to arrive.
Look, obviously, any further funding is welcomed. At Cumberland Council, we remain focusing on delivering for our residents with the resources that we do have.
Ola Hamed, Barnaby Joyce and One Nation, may there be some fertile ground for them in second, third generation migrants who are frustrated with the lack of progress for them and their families?
I can't see how that would happen here in Western Sydney. Can I say, we completed 3 citizenship ceremonies in Cumberland only yesterday with over I'd say about 1,000 new Australians swearing an oath to uphold Australian values. And what was palpable was the pride and the excitement that I saw in their faces at becoming Australian citizens. And that positivity and that goodwill could not be more at odds with the fear and the alarm espoused by One Nation. And I think the people of Western Sydney are clever and understand that One Nation does not belong here.
Ola Hamid, thank you very much for joining me this morning. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Sally.